My presentation is on the role of parental involvement in the relationship between perceived availability and use of marijuana among youths aged 12 to 17. In 2005, an estimated 19.7 million Americans aged 12 or older were current illicit drug users. This estimate represents 8.1% of the population aged 12 and older. If you see this pie chart, you can see that more than half of the illicit drug users are the youths aged 12 to 17. Among youths 12 to 17, the rate of current marijuana use has steadily declined between 2002 and 2005. In 2005, highest usage rates among youths aged 12 to 17 was marijuana, which is 6.8% compared to other drugs. The perceived availability of marijuana among youths, here you can see that 2002, 2003, 4 and 5, almost like more than half of the youth said marijuana is very easily or fairly easily to obtain. So the objective of the research is to examine the role of parental involvement in the relationship between perceived availability and the use of marijuana by the youths. Our research question was, does past year parental involvement have any mediation effect or moderation effect on the relationship between perceived availability and the past year marijuana use? The data I use here is taken from 2005 National Survey on Drug Use and Health, which utilized multi-staged random probability sampling design. In 2005, NSDUH collected information from residents of households and non-institutional groups, quarters, and from civilians living on military bases. Excluded population are like homeless, military personnel on active duty, people in the jails and hospitals. And they used face-to-face in-home interview. A total of 55,905 interviews were completed, aged 12 and older. But current analysis is constituted of 15,618 youths aged 12 and 17. These are my variables. My dependent variable is past year marijuana use, and the independent variables we considered here: perceived availability of marijuana by the youths, parental involvement in past 12 months, and I use parental involvement a couple of variables which are like parent tell youth had done a good job, parent help homework in past 12 months, parent check homework in past 12 months, and parent limit TV watch. Then I use gender, age, race, total family income, social activities by youths past 12 months. Again, for youths past 12 months social activities, I considered number of other activities, number of faith-based activities, number of community-based activities participated by youths in 12 months, and number of school-based activities participated by youths in 12 months. The data analysis, we used factor analysis for constructing parental involvement scores and youth social activities involvement scores. Since past year marijuana use is my dependent variable, and which is dichotomous, coded as 0 for no and 1 for yes, we used logistic regression models. Model 1 is estimated for assessing the relationship between perceived availability and past year use of marijuana by youths, and model 2 is estimated for assessing the mediation effect of past year marital involvement in the relationship between perceived availability and past year marijuana use by the youths. Model 3 is an extension of Model 2, where we added other sociodemographic variables. For the data analysis, we use sampling weights in univariate, bivariate, and also in logistic regressions. We use Taylor series variance estimation for survey data, and also used estimating logistic regression models. And in our sample, 14% are, they reported they use marijuana in the past 1 year. And about 54% they mentioned that marijuana is very or fairly easy to get. And the gender is proportionally distributed. And the age is also, you can see, proportionally distributed. Race also proportionally distributed. In our sample, we have 63% whites and 14.4% blacks, 16.2% Hispanics, and other races 6.2%. This is the bivariate analysis that I used chi-square to find out the relationship between all the independent variables with the dependent variable. And you can see that almost all of the variables are significantly related with marijuana used, but gender and family income are not associated. Since I mentioned that I used logistic regression models, like I used three models. Initial model was just an adjusted model where I used only perceived availability of marijuana by the youths. And you can see the odds ratio is my reference category is 1 for the impossible to get. And those who said marijuana is very or fairly difficult to get, the odds of using marijuana is more than 5 times. And when they said very or fairly easy to get, the odds of using is 44%, like 44 times more likely youths will use marijuana compared to those who perceive that marijuana is impossible to get. My second analysis, or the second model rather, is where I introduced only, in addition to my youth's perception about availability, I added parental involvement. So again, you can see when we added parental involvement, those who said marijuana is very or fairly difficult to get, they still more than five times more likely they use marijuana compared to those who said impossible to get. And those who perceive that marijuana is very or fairly easy to get, they still more than 36 times more likely they use marijuana compared to those who perceived marijuana is impossible to get. In my third model, we added other socio-demographic and youth perception about peers, and still you can see the association is strong, which gives us a message that even that parental involvement is present in this association, we can see that marijuana use rate decreases, or the chance of youths to use marijuana decreases from 4 point, like the previous slide you can see, it was 5.4 and 44, now it declined to 4.1 and 15.1. This is the analysis where we used parental involvement score, and our dependent variable is the marijuana used by the youths in the past 1 year. And if the parents are involved, the score is medium, the likelihood for using marijuana by the youths is less, and it is almost 29% less compared to those who say their parental involvement is low. If the parental involvement is high, then youth's use of marijuana is almost 60% less compared to those who said their parental involvement is low. So the take home message here, two things I tried to, I mentioned in my objective that we will try to find out the role of parental involvement. So I used moderation effect and also tried to find out the mediation effect. The moderation effect, I found none of the interactions between perceived availability of marijuana and past year's parental involvement scores were significant, which resulted, I did not show you the results, but which concluded that the absence of any moderation effect. In the mediation effect, because I mentioned to you that I used one unadjusted model and then I adjusted model where I added parental involvement. So model 1 was without parental involvement, model 2 was I added parental involvement with the availability of marijuana. So the reduced odds ratio in model 2, where I have the parental involvement, compared with model 1, suggests that past year parental involvement has a partially mediating effect on the relationship between perceived availability and past year use of marijuana by the youths. So parental involvement in youths' day-to-day activities may reduce the likelihood of youths' marijuana use. Thank you.